She would understand that I was doing it all
for her.
In fact, I could almost hear her voice cheering me on to victory.
You go get him, Hank. We're just lucky to have a dog on the ranch who really cares about protecting the garden.
Well, what could I say? If Sally Mae wanted me to finish the job, by George, I would finish the job. With a vision of her sweet, smiling face glowing in the afterburners of my mind, I plunged into the task with a kind of fury unknown to ordinary dogs. For Sally Mae, I would give my last ounce of energy to the task, and my very life, if necessary. Anything and everything for Sally Mae. Fellers, you should have seen me. I attacked the hole and became a huge trenching machine, a whirling buzzsaw of claws and paws. Within mere seconds. Okay, within mere minutes. Quite a few minutes later, it took me a while, but within half an hour or so, I had moved enough dirt out of the hole to expose the invader. Yes, there he was, and I could hear my claws scraping across the steel plating of his armor. It appeared that I had him this time, but then... I was a pretty awesome digger, but that guy could dig like nothing I'd ever seen before. Just when I thought I had him in the grip of my grasp, he... well, dug deeper and made that same clicking noise. At last, exhausted and heaving for breath, I backed out of the hole and did a thorough review of my battle plan. Okay, maybe I couldn't actually dig him out, but I could sure as heck put out a call for fresh troops. I would alert the house, and someone, probably Loper, would come rushing down to help. He would fetch a shovel from the shed, and together we would finish the job. After renewing my body's vital supply of Carbon Diego, I launched a major barking offensive. This wasn't some measly bark at the coyotes kind of deal, or a barking routine I might have used to humble a cat. No, sir. This was a full-blown alert and alarm. I heard the door open up at the house.
Hank, shut up that barking!
Huh? Shut up that... Hey, we had a Code 3 situation in the garden area. Maybe Loper thought I was just... well, barking. So I barked even louder and louder. Louder and harder, let us say, to let him know that I wasn't kidding this time.
Hank, one more time, buddy!